Good evening.
Marco.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're the first?
Yes, okay.
So let me know if you want to go on or wait.
We can wait a few more minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to go meet.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We will begin. We're in section 12. We're going to start with Pasuk 96. And I'll start with L'shem Yehud. We're on the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha. I'll start in a minute.
Secret
The secret of all secrets is that the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama are all connected to each other. You've not heard that anywhere else. We always think of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama as three different levels of soul.
But that still doesn't answer my question. I mean, I understand that, but I would have thought the secret of all secrets would have been something about Hashem, not about the human spirit. That's just my opinion.
Hashem is, remember from Rabbi Ashlag's teachings in Advanced Reincarnation and the Arya's teachings, we're not able to penetrate the any questions about Hashem in itself. You know, we can only go as high as the endless world for discussions, and we really can't get understand anything about the Creator. So I can understand what you're saying, that, well, Hashem is lower than the Creator. But in reality, Hashem is not lower than the Creator. Hashem is the Creator. And Hashem chooses to lower him itself so that there's all, there, that the Satan and Hashem is always at the same level, so that the basic issue is that since both the negative and positive forces are at the same level, we have free choice.
Well, that's kind of what I felt like might be the secret of all secrets, the idea that we do have free choice, and the idea that he's given us so many antidotes against the negative system. To me, that would be, in my estimation, a higher level than knowing Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama are actually one, you know, joined together. I probably have to just think about it. Maybe other verses, too, will help.
Well, maybe, and we also both have to think about it, because I'm re-looking at the first verse, and the secret of all secrets is passed on to those who are wise in their hearts. And that sentence would imply that they have control over their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's just so many secrets, I mean, that we've discovered, you know, in our past.
Yes.
And to say that this is the secret of all secrets.
It's you're absolutely right. Let's go on to the next verse. Maybe it'll get some clarity from you.
Right.
Umigudo Ruta Shikudinasha Timashi Kaman Itvashela Ohara Taman May Nun Dagin the Itkerun Ishim the Alkolam Bim Shiku Yahu Zara Eat Beneya Gufa Gedayu Tela Kadma Tata Adi Nun Tilat. The translation from the combination of that desire and the nefesh, another power is drawn from the levels of the angels, who are called Ishim, which means people. They all enter as the sperm flows, and the body is then built and constructed from them, or of them. This is the first and lowest power of the three levels. My commentary. Notice the phrase constructed of them. Perhaps the translation is incorrect, If not, then the body is spiritual as well. Questions, comments, thoughts?
This is kind of funny, but I was thinking at a wedding not too long ago, a Jewish wedding, and the couple was under the chuppah. And when the question was asked, you know, do you take this woman? He just, yes, you know. It kind of reminds me of, that's what came in my thoughts. Everybody laughed, you know.
The word ishim comes from the word ish, which means man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we thought about sperm entering the nephesh. Maybe that's the secret of the secrets.
No, it's not. The sperm doesn't enter the nephesh.
The nephesh is tongue out. It was the sperm that comes forth.
The combination of desire, which means the desire to procreate, that desire is the power that enters the nephesh. And then another power is drawn from the levels of the angels. And those angels are entering the sperm.
Now that's a deep secret.
Yes. And then they all enter as the sperm flows. So those angels are entering the sperm at the moment of ejaculation. But then the body is built and constructed of them. And that popped out at me. What does it mean, constructed of them? These are the spiritual levels. These are the parts of the soul, right?
Right. So are we made of the same stuff as the angels?
Correct.
So is it the spirituality part of the angels, is that the part we get?
Yes.
Okay, so then that makes sense that the nephesh, the ruach, and the neshama are the spiritual parts of the soul.
What was the last word you said?
The three parts that we just discussed. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, then that's the spiritual part of the soul, because that's the spiritual part of the angel.
Well, it's the spiritual part, because our souls are spiritual. That's what this is saying, and you're questioning it. But it's not that the spiritual part, our body is constructed of the spiritual part along with the physical part.
Well, so is not the spiritual part of the body the soul?
The spiritual part of the body has three levels. Nefesh, which is the lowest level, then a higher level of ruach, and a higher level of that, the neshama, and then a higher level than that, which is called chaya, and then a highest level is called yechidah. And we're being taught that there's these five parts. Only three of them generally enter the body. But here we're being taught that the body is constructed of the spiritual parts. So even the body is spiritual. Modern science teaches that matter and energy are the same thing, right?
Right, because once matter is created, it's never destroyed. It just changes form.
It changes form or it changes back into energy.
Right.
And that's really what this verse is saying. The body is built and constructed from spiritual, meaning from energy. I know it's kind of hard to understand this because we think in terms of the spirit being different than the body. But when we studied the four phases, we learned that the body is the phase four. But we don't make the connection and say, oh, the body is spiritual. Another thing that we have to realize, whenever we say something is spiritual, we're saying something is energy.
So, is that why the soul continues? Because it's the energy, and the energy of the body goes into the loose bone, so it's never really ever lost, so that it can be reconstructed.
Correct. The loose bone is spiritual and never contaminates itself by receiving food, receiving energy from food that came from a physical source.
So that's really actually the body. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The only energy that the loose bone ever absorbs is food from the fourth meal of Shabbat, which is really going against your desire to receive. Because the fourth meal of Shabbat is you've already had three meals, and within 10 minutes of the third meal or 20 minutes of the third meal, you're being asked to eat more. And you don't really want to. So it goes against your nature. Your desire to receive is, no, I don't want any more. I'm hungry. I'm tired. And now you're asking me to have this fourth meal. And that's what feeds the energy of the loose bone. So it's not that the soul that goes into the loose bone. The part of the soul called the loose bone is just never exposed to the negativity of the physical world. And that's why you can utilize it to rebuild the body. And I'm not sure who said, yeah. Was that Brandy or Fauna?
Probably me.
So is everything clear as mud now? Should we go on or not?
No, you can go on. Go on. I also thought, the thought that came to me is, you know how we refer to some people as angels, you know, you're an angel,
yes,
or a messenger, you know, so there's probably some kind of link to that, even that adage.
I agree. We will speak to, somebody does a really good deed towards us or with us or about us. And we, when, in our appreciation, we say, you're an angel. Exactly correct.
Now that's awesome.
It is awesome. Verse 98. Who gained a high nefesh achrivide kuta visoda de gufa karbana de itkerev de kapara al nishmata itivat Hulata le'imun Dragin de'ishim Ugin dim shiko Tehulka de'ahu Nefeshate minayhu Dehainu diktiv Et karbani lachmi Eishai begin de'hu Kapara de nefesh, madlei chol akechon, zekad mit barnash behai alma, ahiyo nefesh laitade, minka kivra leal min uchayala dayade. Metayayo Vumishtao Da Imda. The translation. And because the Nefesh offers a sacrifice by attaching itself to the foundation of the body, which is offered as a gross sacrifice to atone for the Neshama, then part of it is offered to those grades that are considered as Ishim, because part of the Nefesh, the Ruach of the Nefesh, is drawn down from them. As it is written, my offering and my bread for my fire. The Hebrew word is Ishai, which means to the Ishim. So because it is an offering that comes from the power of the Nefesh, the Ishim take their part as well. Their share is determined by the amount enclosed in the Nefesh that offers the sacrifice. And when one leaves this world, that Nefesh never leaves the grave. And because of the power of this Nefesh that remains in the grave, the dead know and talk with each other. My commentary. This is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. It reinforces the idea that the body has a spiritual component. Questions, comments, thoughts?
The dead know and talk to each other. Is that in the graveyard as well?
Yes. Yes, it is in the graveyard.
Is that why when you walk into the graveyard, you always have the funny feeling that somebody's watching you?
Only those people who are energy sensitive. Most other people just don't like the graveyard, but they can't tell you why.
Okay.
We're about out of time. So questions and answers is our 7 o'clock class. It is Rosh Chodesh tonight and tomorrow morning, so please make your connection. And hopefully you'll come to the class with a question tonight. Shalom to all.
What, did it get cut off?
I'm sorry?
Hello.
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 Do you hear me? I hear you. Do you hear me?
You know, it was like you got cut off, or we got cut off, one of the two.
Okay. Well, now I'm back. So what I was saying was that our class tonight at 7 o'clock is the questions and answers, and that it is also Rosh Chodesh Kislev tonight.
Right.
So bring a question to class and make your connection for Rosh Chodesh. And then tomorrow night we have our Rosh Chodesh connection after this class continues, where we'll pick it up with verse 99, I believe. Shalom to all.
Okay, thank
Shalom.
You.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Take care.